Trainer Art Sherman was hanging out at his father's barbershop in the Silver Lake District of Los Angeles when one of the customers suggested he could be a jockey due to his diminutive size. Little did he know, it would change his life forever.
I got to thinking about it and I said, wow, it sure sounded like it would be a great life. If I can make it, I'll try it. I don't know if I'm good enough. A lot of determination and a lot of work, and got on horses for Rex, and they were old cowboy styles. I figured if I could make it through their program, I could make it.
After a solid career in the saddle, Sherman turned his sights on training and started out his new career the way he finished his old one, winning with his final mount and then saddling his first starter to victory. Now he stands under the twin spires with the Kentucky Derby favorite, California Chrome.
I never thought really at this stage of the game that I'd wind up with a Kentucky Derby starter or a horse now that's going to be the favorite for the Kentucky Derby. You know, it's been quite a run for me, and I'm really appreciative of all the things that have happened to me.
There is no doubt about it. Sherman is California Chrome's biggest fan.
This race in Santa Anita Derby was really big for me. I saw Candy Boy and got no excuse. He's a half a length off of me at the 3-8 pole. You got Opportunity that's sitting right over there, Baffert's, and Dead Aim on me, a length off the lead. And they all trying to get to me. And then when Victor just asked him a little bit to run and he just drew off, turning for home, it kind of just blew me away a little bit. I just said, well, now the running's going to be. And there was no running to get after him. He just opened up five like they were standing still, and I'm kind of awed. He just kind of galloped to the wire the last 70 yards. Victor's looking back and started pulling him up. I'm saying, wow, he's for real.
California Chrome is the type of horse trainers wait for their whole life.
The way he's doing it, you know, it's kind of freaky. Unless you've been around a lot of horses and rode horses and you watch the ones that do this, and I always used to say, geez, I wish I had a horse that could draw away like that. Now I got one and I know how it feels.
Sherman has been in the game a long time and knows how hard it is to win America's favorite race.
I just want the horse to have a clean trip. If he's good enough, fine. If he's not good enough, I'll find that out pretty soon. I just like his demeanor. He's a people's horse. He has no bad habits. He goes out there, does his job, drops his head when he gets through, walks home like nothing bothers him. You can ship him any place. Paddock never turns a hair. He's got everything going for him. Now, if he's going to be good enough, he'll win the Derby. If he isn't, that'll be it. But he'll try. One thing, he's got a lot of try in him.
It's a long way from Silver Lake to Louisville, but for Sherman, been an excellent adventure.
Here I am, 77, getting my first Derby shot, so you know it's not an easy game.